This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Monday, April 9th. Well, tariffs in China are the most spoken words on the trading floor Friday from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Virginia McGathy.
Now, wheat was mixed a little bit. Two-sided trade has built some momentum. If you look at the charts, the market is really starting to move higher. It's very difficult with this tariff talk to really get wheat off the ground and get it moving. And I think it's put a lid on a firm rally, but the momentum is building. It's still dry in the southern plains. And as we're moving closer and closer into harvesting of that winter wheat, we're going to see what kind of crop damage there is, and wheat could definitely be one of those markets that could fly from here. So we're watching that. Friday's lows of last week is definitely in, and we're starting to build some momentum.
Chicago May wheat prices closed Friday up 7.5 at 472. May corn was down 1 at 388 and 3 quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day unchanged, ranging from 565 to 592 and a quarter. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for April were up 8 and a quarter, ranging from 641 and 3 quarters to 666 and 3 quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for April were up 17.5, ranging from 722 and a quarter to 752 and a quarter. Live cattle for April were down 207.5 at 112. April feeder cattle were down 215 to 134.82.5, and April Class 3 milk was up 2 cents at 1440. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report. Go to aginfo.net for more information.